All right. So, could you explain a little bit about this Facebook auction that's going on for the Shawville Lions?
Okay. So, it's the second year of the Shawville Lions hosting an online Facebook auction, with every organization due to COVID fundraising as they would normally do it was very difficult. The Shawville Lions run a jamboree every summer. They've done too many barbecues. They run a booth usually at the Shawville Fair, and they haven't been able to do those activities. So in order to keep providing support to the community, we started a Facebook auction last year right before Christmas, and it was a huge success. And so we decided we would do it again this year. And once again, the support from the local businesses, our community, individuals, either donating items or bidding has been amazing. And it's also a lot of fun. There's some people that get pretty serious about their bidding. and it also kind of brings a little bit of Christmas shopping. They can check some names off their lists. And so we're hoping again that we'll raise some funds and be able to put those back out into the community.
And so how long is this running, and how can people take part?
So it started on December 1st, and it runs until Wednesday, December 15th at 8 p.m. Will be when it ends. And for anyone, they can find the group through the Shawville Lions Club Facebook page.
Okay. And so what kind of stuff is available to be bid on, and how many donations did you guys receive?
We're still receiving donations to date. As of this morning, we had 30 confirmed, but I've received several over the past couple hours. There's everything from baking, quilt. I've even had a surprise one given today, actually just came in before we spoke. And they're going to give out a guided spring turkey hunt for 2022. Of course, everyone has to, you know, have their valid hunting license and FAC card, but I think that's a really unique prize, and I can see a lot of people bidding on that.
For sure, there's definitely some unique ones. I was flipping through the Facebook group there the other day. There's like a flight with Eric Smith, I believe, as well, and
yes.
All kinds of sort of like not necessarily items, but also kind of like experiences as well.
Exactly, experiences. And it lets anyone who may not be familiar with the area, you know, we have a lot of new people that have joined our community, and it gives them a way to learn about what is out there and what members of our community have to offer. So it's a good way to promote things in the Shawville and Pontiac area.
Well, the auction seems pretty straightforward, but are there any, I guess, tips or tricks or just general etiquette, I guess you could say, as far as bidding and that sort of thing goes?
Just to double check the bids, if there's comments ahead of you on an item, just double check what the last highest bid was, so that, you know, you know what amount the bid should be to outbid them. We ask that no one deletes any bids that they do put. If, for example, an error was made, they just need to send a quick message to any of the administrators and we can fix it for them, no problem. We will be offering pickup of the items starting on the 16th of December, so that's a Thursday, Friday. We're going to be open during the day, and Thursday evening we're going to be open for anyone to come pick up their items. We try to make it convenient for everyone's busy schedules. And it'll be wrapped up for another year on December 15th, right after it ends. We work really hard to do a tally so we can make everyone aware who participated, what we've raised, and like I said, all that money goes back out into our community to support anyone in need, any local organizations, things like that.
And so how much did you guys bring in last year? Do you remember? Or?
Last year we were blessed and we brought in just over $18,000.
Jeez. And are you aiming for roughly the same, a repeat this year?
So I know that we're not the only organization that's hosting an auction at this time. Because again, like I said, so many other organizations, schools, hockey, churches, etc., have had a difficult time raising funds the way they would have before the pandemic. So we know we have competition, and that's fine because we're all about sharing. So really, at this point, we'll be pleased with any amount that we raise because, again, that money is going to go back into the community and it's going to help us support those that need it.
Awesome. I understand you guys were involved with the Lions, I guess, were involved with the Santa Claus parade that just took place over last weekend there.
Yes, correct. Lion James Howard has been working, organizing the parade for many, many years, and I've come in to help him. Last year was my first one. Last year's Christmas parade was my first one. And we do the Santa Claus parade and also the Candidate Day parade. And we work closely with the municipality of Shawville. They support us and help us. We work with Councillor Katie Sharp-Ganuel. We used to work with Patty Moffitt.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank them for their support. And we also, the municipality of Clarendon supported us as well this year. And we were able to give extra prizes to any of the quotes that were chosen best in their category. So that was exciting because it takes a lot of work to put a float in the parade. And we're excited to announce that we're going to change yearly what time the parade will be held at in December. So on odd years, it'll be held during the day. And on even-numbered years, we will be hosting it at night.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And so how many floats did you guys have this year?
We had 18 floats, and we were very pleased with them all.